What I assume to be a pretty straight-ahead question, how does A affect B? Or in this case, how does the cost of one thing affect the allure of another? Turned out to be not so easy to answer. I talked to energy market analysts, trade association representatives, lobbyists, other people within government organization, basically anybody who's paid to know about oil prices and their effect on alternative fuel markets. The answer I heard a lot when first opening up conversation was...
What I would say is that it's just too soon to know.
We haven't had low gas prices long enough to have seen consumer trends relative to answering those questions.
And then I asked the right question. Why do people buy the cars they buy? According to Matt Godlewski, president of Natural Gas Vehicles for America, lower oil prices haven't had an effect on why people buy cars so far. He says this is partly because the cost of fuel running the vehicle doesn't seem to factor in that often.
You know, consumers buy vehicles for a lot of reasons, and I think you've got many who are just interested in from an environmental side alone, trying to do their part.
Nicholas Chase, industry economist at the U.S. Energy Information Administration, is obliged to agree with Godlewski.
Fuel economics payback of it isn't the only calculation going on in people's mind with these. They might care a lot about the environment or reducing petroleum consumption, which low gas prices for 4 or 5 months isn't going to knock them off of that value system, right?
People buy these vehicles because they want to be a part of what they see as the solution to environmental problems. It's about ideology, not economics. Deputy Director for the Governor's Office of Energy Development, Jeffrey Barrett, says this is true as well for Utah's environmental ills.
In Utah, the alternative transportation discussion is not a cost discussion, it's an air quality discussion. Public transit might be about congestion in Boston or in LA. Public transit's not so much about congestion here, it's about air quality.
While investigating why consumer attitudes don't change with low oil prices, there was a response that I heard from almost every part of the energy industry. And that's that oil prices are volatile, and consumers know they won't always be as low as they are currently. And while it should be noted that the payback timeline for alternative fuel vehicles begins to stretch as oil prices drop, people who purchase them will continue to do so for reasons other than relative cost to conventional gasoline vehicles. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Justin Prather.
Support for this UPR special program, The Cost of Oil, is made possible in part by our members and Utah Conservation Corps, with summer opportunities for the 2015 field season, including the fossil-free bike crew, on the web at utahconservationcorps.org, and Import Auto in Logan, a TechNet service center with Ron Stagg and Brian Morgan, offering import and domestic auto repair, including preventative maintenance services for 30, 60, and 90,000-mile checkups. Online at import-auto.biz.